Rob, no intro, mate. This is a special only for everyone out there to sort of soften the confusion. Let's just say that. How have you been, mate, in the last day since I spoke to you last?
Howdy, I'm Coach V, also known as I am Rob. man, I've been busy. The last couple of days.
All right. For everyone out there, if you don't know, then we're talking today is a special episode. And this episode is only really going to talk about the ins and outs of Cappy, the Shooting Stars, and the Wishing Wells. I'm talking to Rob with some questions out there that have come from the water cooler as well. I did say water cooler, Rob. So some questions that have come through the water cooler, some questions that have actually been posted to me personally as well. And I'm going to hit up Rob with those questions. But first and foremost, hopefully, if we discuss what is what first, then that may answer some posing questions that anyone hasn't asked yet. So, Rob, let's get a crack on. Let's get a start straight away, shall we? We're going to talk about Cappy and the Camp Hub first. Firstly and foremost, what is the actual Camp Hub?
So the Camp Hub is sort of, let's call it the new landing page. Officially, when the app opens, it still goes to the map. However, what if there's a world in the future where the actual landing page is the Camp Hub? Because let's imagine you're a brand new player, like a map that doesn't have anything on it. That's kind of weird. What are you supposed to do? So instead, you've got this Camp Hub where Cappy can tour you around, give you some information about, you know, what the game is all about. And I think that's possibly the big picture that isn't yet explained, and is sort of we're rolling it out in stages because we have to, because we've got to get from step one to step two to step three. And then the bigger overall picture comes into play. The game itself shall always remain the way that it is. The map that has been built shall be the game, like that's it. But onboarding new players and that sort of experience, I think, is where we're headed in a different way. So the Camp Hub is a meeting place, let's say. It's the home of Cappy. It's where we're going to have a lot of different tools and resources available to people. Right now it has the date and the time at MHQ. It has the ability to look at wishing wells or to find a nearby one. And that's where you can actually see how many shooting stars you have and start your daily stroll.
So basically, Rob, what you're saying to me is, you know, from an older player's point of view, and that is the Camp Hub at the moment, what you can do is you can click on Cappy and that screen that comes up, that's the Camp Hub. That's the name of that screen that comes up where you see Cappy and you see all those things. Now, I can see now a little bit in the future, Rob, and forgive me if I'm wrong. As I said, I am a player first and foremost. But that seems to me that your direction will be that's going to be the new homepage of Munzee, so to speak, possibly. And then you can click on the map from there, like later on. But at the moment, for those people out there, to get to the Camp Hub, and that we're explaining what the Camp Hub is. The Camp Hub is when you click on Cappy, and it's the homepage that comes up with him. So at the moment, it's just a technical name for that screen. Is that right?
That is probably a better explanation of what it is than what I gave. I gave the 10,000 foot view, I suppose, and the future view. But yes, yeah, that's what it is. It's a name for that landing page. And
very good.
The future of it is very much still a discussion, and this is the beginning.
Okay, well, we'll stay on the beginning and stay on that page itself. Well, first and foremost, we go back from that page. So that's the Camp Hub. But before we go into the Camp Hub, Rob, there's plenty of players out there that don't like the twinkling star for whatever reason. They don't like the moving of the star. They don't like Cappy. What can be done to get rid of that moving star or get rid of Cappy?
Wow. Can you imagine people not liking it? Here's the thing. Everyone's got opinions and all that. Yeah. I totally get it. We have the ability to make as many changes as we want. However, we run the game, and this is the direction that it's going, and we will have Cappy. He is there. He is not going anywhere. Yeah. That little disco star, twinkling star, is twinkling going star. To be there. Right, twinkling. That's the word. Better word. So the Twinkling Star will be there as a reminder to you that you've got a task. Like, mm-hmm. Cappy needs you to take him on a daily stroll. Mm-hmm. Somebody do a daily stroll and get 0 stars and see what Cappy looks like when you do that. I'll tell you that there are two versions of Cappy. There is a happy version of Cappy, happy really? Cappy, and there's also a 0-star Cappy. Yeah.
Really? So, I've never seen that.
Someone be brave. Someone be brave.
Someone waste their cappy day. But anyway,
waste your daily stroll. Anyway, it's there on mm-hmm. purpose, and this is again a big picture. And if people are not wanting to see that twinkling star, mm-hmm. no problem. Start the daily stroll. When you wake up in the morning, let your first action be start the daily stroll. Yep. If you don't want to see it anymore, cool. You won't see it because the daily stroll can burn in the background mm-hmm. and then you don't have to worry about it. If you want to capture the ones that are very close by, cool. Then you're done. If you want to capture 0, fine. No problem.
Whatever. It's up to you. Exactly. Yep. You can still play your way, basically. That's what we're sort of saying. That's all well and good. Now, if you want to get rid of Cappy totally, you can't get rid of him totally. That's my thoughts on it. What you do need to do is do what Rob said. So if you don't like this at all, if you hate this with a vengeance and a passion, that's fine. What you need to do is, as Rob said, wake up, click on him, let it run for the 15 minutes, and make sure you go into the settings of the app itself. In the settings where you can have, you know, the difference, you know, the auto pop-ups, Rob, we all know where the auto pop-up off is. In that section there, in the settings, there is a Cappy setting there to say hide Cappy when he's done. So you wake up, you click on it, you ignore it for 15 minutes, go make yourself a coffee, do what you want to do, make yourself breakfast, go to the bathroom, do what you need to do for the 15 minutes. When you come back, guess what? He's gone, people, for the rest of the day. So there you go. But otherwise, embrace it and enjoy it. But you can remove him. That's the way to do it. You can't remove him totally from the app itself. No, that's impossible to do. All right. True. And remember as well, just to keep on that in the pop-ups and stuff, and that is in that screen, I did notice, Rob, that's where you have the audio components as well. So you can toggle audio off. So there's been people on water coolers and stuff as well saying, you know, oh, I hate the sound of it, whatnot. I'll tell you now, you're going to quite actually enjoy the sound if you've got, I dare say, if you've got kids with you doing it and the kids have got the hold of the phone, the kids are going to really enjoy the sound. It's very different. You know what? And have a listen to the sound. If you haven't heard it before, have a listen to it. But if you want to turn it off permanently, then that's the way you toggle it off through the toggle sound component. So there you go.
I will say the sounds are not for everyone, including me.
There you go.
I have the sounds turned off, and I've made that very clear from the very beginning, and I'm stating it again here. I am not a fan of sounds in apps. I don't have them in pretty much any of them, Rob, and that's just how I roll.
Veering off track just slightly, do you remember back in the day when we used to pay $1 for your ringtone of your phone? Now, I haven't had a ringtone on my phone now at all for like 15 years, so...
My phone makes one noise, and that's the alarm clock, and that's it.
Oh, that's fair enough. Anyway, we're going to divert back on track now. So that's the sounds. That's the home screen. That's the Cappy. We're talking about the camp as well, the camp hub. Now, the other thing with Cappy before we move on to shooting stars is some people have complained about the size of Cappy. He's taking up 25% of my screen. Rob, I'm asking you, and I think you've actually saw this question before you come on with me, and I hope that you spoke to Robbie or whatever about it, and that is, does he actually take up a percentage screen total? Because, I mean, you can understand, Rob. I mean, I've got an iPhone Pro Max 15, biggest one you can get. You know what I mean? I'm hoping him on my screen is going to be bigger overall than someone who's got like an iPhone 11 mini, you know, that sort of thing. So what sort of, what I'm saying is the size of him, is he size regulated to the screen or is he the same size on every single screen?
You overestimated my preparation because this is the one question. I didn't look this high up the doc, and so I did not ask this question. I do not know the answer to it. We'll I'm not sure what's even possible with that, because thankfully this is not my department.
I'm hoping, we'll find out. We'll let you know. But I'm hoping, Robbie, it would be a percentage of screen size totally overall, no matter what phone or device you have. I'm hoping that's the way it is. So those people out there who are saying it's taking up 25% of my screen on smaller devices, I dare say that's not the case. But anyway, not that I'm calling anyone anything other than truthful. Anyway, we're going to move on now, Rob, to shooting stars. So you've gone out and you've activated Cappy. We've said before, and you've said in the video you released today as well, which is very good, by the way, too, mate. I do appreciate that one.
Thanks.
You can do this. You can do it, Rob, on foot if you want. You can do it in a car. Yeah. You can do it on a push bike. You can do it on an electric scooter. You can do it however you want. You can do it on a train, you know, whatever. You can't do it in a plane, of course, but you know what I mean? Like, you can do it however you want. But the thing is, we give out the advice to people, and it's, you do as well, give out the advice to people that would best facilitate them getting the most amount out of the little 15-minute game. Is that true? Yeah.
Yeah. Don't use fake GPS. We'll ban you forever. That's the one thing I will say.
Yeah.
Not that I'm tracking any people at this moment in time, but yes, play it your way. But that doesn't include breaking the code of conduct. So don't do that, people. Yes. There's your one warning.
You're welcome. You can do it by car. You can do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what else
you can do? Mm-hmm. You can use Rover Treats. You can use the Capture Radius booster.
Mm-hmm.
People can get creative within confines, obviously, mm-hmm. and that's the thing, is hearing those words and then doing whatever people want. No. Mm-hmm. It is something that you can use whatever mode of transportation, and that's no problem.
So there you go. You've heard it there. As long as you keep in the rules of the actual game itself, and that is no spoofing a GPS. I mean, that's just ridiculous anyway. And especially this day and age, Rob, you guys have got actual technology available out there to show you when if anyone does that, then bam, you're gone. And what a waste of money that you – anyway, I'm getting off on track now. See, I've been hanging around you too long, Rob. That's what it is, mate.
It's true, actually. Yeah, you've heard that one a time or two.
So, guys, you can do this daily stroll however you please, is what Rob is saying. But moving on now, the stars themselves. I've heard this from you several times, and I've actually said it several times on different pages. They are thrown randomly. Now, the reason why we say that is because everyone, Rob, this is what I thought, is everyone's used to the normal scatter mode. So you remember we had mailboxes and stuff, and you get 10, you cap your mailbox and you get the 10 scatters, and those 10 scatters, they normally scatter around existing Mundies so you can actually get them. That's not the case with these stars, is it?
Correct.
There you go, people. See? So you've got to get out of that mindset of like, oh, it's not near anything. Oh, it's in the middle of the lake. You know what? If it's in the middle of the lake and you've capped three, congratulations, you've capped three. If it's that's what it's like. Is it? Is that right? Am I right, Rob?
I mean, it's a daily stroll that is a free feature in the app. And getting three is three more than you had yesterday. And I hope that everyone, we're on day two of this. So people are coming up with, whether the world is great or evil after one attempt with the daily stroll, which I totally get. And I would probably do the same thing in some other game. Totally get it.
Yeah.
But everyone remembered, like, you're in day two as we're recording this. And as you're listening, early people, you're in day four. Like, are you haven't even seen what it can do yet. You haven't even seen, I promise. Just give Cappy a chance. I've posted that multiple places today because I think that is actually something that's really important is everybody just take a couple of breaths. And we've learned this from PJ and it's an important thing. Have your reactions. Okay, cool. Knee jerk reaction. Cool. Gut reaction. Got it.
Yep.
But then actually just try it and don't listen to what everybody else says.
Yeah.
Have your own experiences. Exactly. What? That's amazing. But yes, these things are thrown randomly, and that's where some people are already posting like they're, oh my gosh, I can't believe it on my third star. And it's like, well, I promise you that if your third star gets thrown into a lake, you started less than 1,000 feet from the lake.
Yeah.
Like, I know the numbers. And you would have to have started less than 1,000 feet from a lake to have your scatter thrown in the lake.
So if that's the case, Rob,
just be wise.
All you need to do is, if that happens to you tomorrow, start it somewhere different. start it somewhere a little bit further away from the lake, away from that cliff edge or whatever it might be, or away from that big farmland where it's private property.
I agree.
And if you can't, people, honestly, because there have been people out there saying, you know, I don't live in an area like that. I live on, you know, surrounded by ocean, surrounded by lake, you know, whatever. That's fine. You can still get 1, 2, or 3 stars in your day before it hits that sort of area. So be happy with how many you have. Everyone lives in different areas. Everyone has different, you know, good, bad, and different, you know, what do you call it, experiences with this. Anyway, so from there.
Yeah.
Now, Rob,
the video that I posted is the River Thames. It's in Marlow. It flows through. There's one place to cross it, and it's in the video. Yeah. And if I start my stroll like 1,000 feet in either direction, it is possible that it's going to send me part this way and then keep going down the river, and then all of a sudden it's across the river and I've got to walk back 3,000 feet just across the river. Like, hey people, just think a little bit. It's all good. Everyone doesn't have a massive park, but you do have places where you can walk. It's all good.
Robert, I'll give you a quick tip now. I did one today. I tried it today because I've been doing it, obviously, with the testing of it as well. I've done it on foot. I've done it on a bike. And today I did it in a car, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, in a car. But I started in and around the big mall and car park here. Ooh. Near my home. And so it was good because, and then by a car, yes, I had to do a few U-turns here and there and around. But at the end of the day, I got 10. And I was happy with it before it, then it threw it somewhere else, you know, whatever. But I got 10. And I thought, wow, that's a good way to do it if it's like a rainy day or whatever else as well. See, you can adapt and overcome these sort of things. But my next question for you, Rob, is we're saying about how many in a day. What do you think, knowing now all the testing and what it's actually tweaked to, what's going to be, to give people an idea of number, what's the average that people can expect of how many stars per day in one session, one 15-minute session?
We looked at some numbers after less than 24 hours to see what sort of miraculous star chasing was happening out there. And, well, we did some tweaking because the cost of the wishes, as you know, is 10 stars.
Yeah.
The idea here isn't that you can accumulate 100 stars in one day and max out your, you know, star power. It isn't even that you can get 20 stars in a day.
No.
Like, this isn't something that we want to be a quick experience of, like, oh man, I've got all these stars and there's only one wishing well and I keep on maxing out and I can't do anything. We want it to be fun. And in order for it to be fun, then there need to be some human limits that are in place. Mm-hmm. And a few people broke through the barriers that we thought we had in place on day one. And it was like, wow. How'd you do that? So investigations, obviously. And then, then, you know, we start looking at, and there's a couple of things that were broken on our side, or not broken. They were bending a bit too far. So, so we fixed those, but, on average, that magical 10 wish, 10 to make a wish, that feels pretty good, but you have to put in effort to get the 10. Like, we're not going to make 10 easy. If you manage to stretch to 15, starting on day two, day three in particular, when everything is in place, day three and beyond, if you manage to make it to 15, you were moving. Like,
there you go.
15 stars in 15 minutes. Your first five, probably quick and easy. Good. They're supposed to be. Number six through 10, probably a little more difficult. Good. They're supposed to be. If you manage to make it to 15, then
you're
after day four, I'll be super impressed with anybody who can go beyond 20.
There you go.
You'll probably be cheating. So don't be cheating.
So what you're basically saying, what I can understand from there, Rob, the average person is going to get anywhere between 5 to 10 per day. So if you get 5 in a day, be happy with that. If you get 10 in a day, be ecstatic with that. You know, that's what I'm thinking is going to be between 5 and 10 a day. You're not going to get, you know, the 15, you're never going to get 20 or any of that sort of thing. So that's just insane. So you're going to get anywhere between 5 to 10 per day, guys. So that's going to be happy your based average.
Based on your mobility.
Your mobility, that's, your area. And luck, pure luck, because these are random. They're thrown out randomly. So it is pure luck as well. So,
yep.
Rob, you just mentioned before about the wishing wells. They're going to come up in the discussion next. Okay. So, you know, treat me like a wishing well, kiss and talk. I'm terrible. For a singer, I'm a good dancer. Anyway. All right. We're going to talk about I call it the Cappy wallet. I don't know if that's the actual name for him. But when I talk about the Cappy wallet, you talk about the maximum of 100 stars that can be stored. So, you know, if you get, you know, 10 stars every day, after 10 days, you're going to have 100 stars. You play the next day, you're not going to get any, even if you have the stars, you can't hold any more than 100 stars. That's what you're saying. So just learn, guys.
If you get the points from them, but they do not add to your star power bar. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called.
Star power bar.
The Cappy 100 wallet
is your Mac. 100 is your max. And when we say max, we're talking about maximum you can store, not maximum you can get in a day. Okay, so maximum you can store. All right, we're going to move on now, Rob, to the wishing wells, and I'm not going to start singing again. But to see your nearest wishing well, people, this is quite easy to do. And that is you go to your camp hub, and you remember at the beginning of this episode, we talked about the camp hub, where it was, yes, and you see Cappy in the middle of the screen. On the right-hand side, as you're looking at Cappy, is a wishing well. That is a clickable button, people. People don't understand it, but that's actually a clickable button. You touch that button, and what that does, it'll show you your nearest wishing well for you. Now, as this rolls out, as we speak now, day two, day three, this is going to be published on day four. If you don't know where your nearest one is, then you click on that and it will show you your nearest one. If your nearest one is not like it's inaccessible. So it's in the ocean, it's in the lake, it's in a private property that you can't get to, etc. Because they are 150 feet is their radius to cap or make a wish. So if that's the case, then send a ticket to support with the details like you would as a normal Munzee. And then give that support people an actual location of where you want it placed, where you think it would be best placed. Now, not on top of your house, people, because you don't want other random people, Munzee players, coming to your house, just saying. But on the street or in a parking lot, for instance, or, you know what, in the actual local park where you do your walk. So those sort of areas is best for where these wishing wells could be. So that's how you do it. But Rob, I saw as well, if people don't have at all any wishing wells around them, where's their nearest one? It's not even, Munzee don't say you got a near one, you don't have one around you, then that button that you click automatically turns into a request for one at your location. So that's how you do it, people. That's how you get a wishing well or move them around the screen for the time being as this is rolling out. So is that roughly right, Rob? Is that what I gathered? I'm just reading the blog basically here.
No, you've done well. That's exactly right. So I don't even have anything else to say. You got it.
There you go. Easy. So don't complain. Yes, and you know what, people? Yes, there are wishing wells scattered throughout the entire world. They're on top of mountains. They're in the oceans. They're in the lakes. I know. I've seen them, Rob. I've actually got a filter for mine, so I can see where they all are. And yes, some of them are just, it happens. This is a rollout, people, for a reason, you know.
We literally deployed millions, and we did not hand check every single one of them. They came from multiple different databases, so we know, and we'll get to that in a sec as well.
Yeah.
But here's what I will tell you. If one of them is near you, and it's inaccessible, we are more than happy to help you with that. No joke. Just all you have to do is send in a support ticket, make it easy on you and on us. Give us all the details. The details specifically is click on that wishing well. If you can give us the link from online, that's pretty helpful. So tell us the link to the wishing well, and then we will deal with it. There are two ways that we'll deal with it. One, we might move it to a nearby location. Or we may click archive on it, because if it is out in the middle of a lake, I don't want to try and choose some place somewhere around the lake. I'm just going to archive it. That's the direction that's all going to go.
That's fine. But either way, people, you will get wishing wells in your area that can be capped, that can be wished upon, that can be all that. It's rolling out slowly. This is a rollout, mm-hmm. okay? This is the start of it. It's not the end. It's just the start. So there you go.
True.
All right, Rob, talking of filters as well, I did notice this, and that is that there is – it's actually in the filters section. So I've had a couple of people mm-hmm. say, you know, why can't this be in the premium filters? It doesn't need to be. It's in the filters for everyone because this is a game for everyone. Now, where you can find this is in the filter section, listed as daily stroll types, and it's in the virtuals, and it's right next to the basic, you know, what do you call it, virtual colors. So you've moved over the one virtual colors, and let's move over to the left, and then this wishing well is right there on the right, right at the top. So what you can do is you can create your own filters how you wish to incorporate the actual wishing wells. So if you want, Rob, you've given us so many filter numbers to different ones, you know, virtuals.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Carson's got a great video out there as well, how he does road trip, you know, types, which is the high end ones and virtuals only, things like that. You know, I've done my own one and it's just wishing wells only. That's it. Just wishing wells. Nothing else. Just wishing wells. So if I want to go in that filter and have a look, where's my nearest wishing well? If I'm traveling, bam, there comes up. So they are in your filters section. Rob, anything to add to the filters section of the wishing wells?
You don't even need to make your own because the only other thing that's going to show up in daily stroll types is the stars and the well wisp, which we'll mm-hmm. talk about, you know, mm-hmm. the wish. So that's it. If you are not on a daily stroll, guess what? When you turn that filter on, the only thing that's out there is wishing wells.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's there you it. Go. Easy. Done. Otherwise, it's just activate all and you'll see them come up as well. So that's it.
Yep.
All right. What else did we have? Why? Oh, this is actually a good question, Rob. I thought this is a good question because it's a rollout. Yeah. And that is, why do they return to the map after you've capped them?
Yeah, this is the only type, I believe, that does this. Mm. You go within 150 feet of a wishing well, you capture it, and it then disappears, and then it comes back onto the map. Yeah. And there is an actual reason for that, because we want you to know where they are so that you can come back to them and you can make your wish. Okay. Now, obviously, you're going to be like, well, did I already cap it or not? Well, it has a little check mark.
Oh,
or you can see it if you look at the history. Or when you try to cap it again, then it says, sorry, only once capped a day. Once per day. So it is a POI. It just comes back onto the map because unlike a POI, there is something extra that you can do again when you make a wish.
So, well, I've got another question for you, and this is not on the show notes after listening to that, and that is, say, for instance, I've got one right near me. I've done my walk. I've then capped the wishing well after my walk, and then it comes back, and then I do my 10 wishes because you can only do one wish in one wishing well per day. So if you find multiple wishing wells, you can multiple cap and multiple wishes. So I do that. Does it go off my screen then, or does it still stay on?
Stays.
So even after you've done everything you can do it, it still stays on. So there you go. That's the reason for it. All right. What are we going to say? We touched on it before. You can only make one wish per day per well. So not one wish a day per account, one wish a day per well. You can, and that costs you 10 stars to do that. Now, Rob, a question came through, and I'm not sure if I put this on, but and you can just say, you know, stay tuned if you like, and I dare say you may, and that is, you know, at the moment, there's only the one type of wish you can make, and that is for the well wisps to come up, which is like a scatter, like the laser shark sort of style. And that's fine. That costs you 10 stars. But if I've got collections in my star bank wallet thing, whatever you want to call it, you know, is there going to be coming up things like, you know, oh, what am I going to get for 25-star wish, for a 50-star wish, for a 100-star wish? Is that a possibility?
I've seen questions about that. I've seen ideas about that. And here's what I will say. Do not hold on to your stars starting on day 4, hoping that by day 10, something else is coming. I promise you. You will be very frustrated and disappointed for at least the next 4 weeks, okay? So Do not hold on thinking that there's going to be something worth 100 stars in the before the summer. Mm-hmm. I make no promises about anything before the summer. Even July being birthday month, that feels like a good time for something new. I am speaking before the whole rest of the team even has that as an idea, just so you know. So we'll see what happens.
Oh.
But there will be additional wishes. The
yeah.
question is, and it's going to be based on community feedback.
Mm.
The question is, what are those wishes? What would you like? And then we're going to throw your likes out and we're going to come up with what's actually reasonable because we can't give you all the things that you want. But we honestly, we'll come up with some really great things. Mm-hmm. We already have some ideas. We've already heard from testers. We know what everyone enjoys.
Mm-hmm.
We know what you would like. And we also know what our plans are. And we discussed multiple levels of cost.
Oh.
But like I said, don't hold on to stuff.
No.
Don't do it yet. Like, we'll let you know.
Okay? Play now. Play now and try it all out. Do all the things. And then if
chase
things come up
wisps.
Later on. Yep, exactly right.
Right. Chase them because you don't even know what those are going to do yet.
So, Rob, at this point in time, you just brought up the wisps themselves. At this moment, yeah. you can only put one, like put 10 in, and you get these well wisps. These well mm-hmm. wisps themselves, they're like a blue color, and they scatter one at a time, like mm-hmm. like the laser sharks do, and they scatter one at a time, and you get one, and then that puts up another one, get another. How many of those wisps come up at a time? Is there a number, or is there the lowest number to the maximum number? Is there, you know, I mean, is there sometimes two, sometimes three, sometimes four, oh. for instance, or?
I don't think we wrote it anywhere, but you've got to work your way through a three-step trail of mm-hmm. the small wisps in order for it to send out an actual, like, wisp animal-looking
oh.
thing.
Oh, okay.
And you chase that, and mm-hmm. That comes as three different animals at this point in time. I'm giving mm-hmm. so much information. I really wasn't sure I would do this. So there's three different animals, and mm-hmm. here's what collect them. They're little collectibles.
Yeah. So it's worth getting these wisps because there are people out there, Rob, who did say as well, you know, oh, look, they did use Rover Treats on their coins or stars, I should say. They used Rover Treats on their stars. They used the Radius Booster on their stars. And then they collected their wisps and they said that I got 195 points, for instance, was one of the comments. And he or she would not have used that many Rover Treats to get 195 points had they known that.
Mm.
This is more than points, though. Eventually, this will be more than points. Is that what you're saying? Possibly.
Yes.
Without you saying it, that's what I'm saying as a player and reading what you're, Rob is saying. See, so people,
right.
I'm you're there for you.
Reading
I'm
my
there
face.
For you. Well,
yes,
and listening to you intently, Rob, listening to you yeah. very much intently. Okay, well, this Good brings morning. Us then to the next question. This has gone way over the normal podcast.
Oh, man.
I know, right? The next question is, will there be badges for Cappy on the daily stroll, etc.?
Not that I've heard about.
Okay. Easy, done. Next question. this is good. These questions are good. Roll them out. Will this become part of Clan Wars requirements? Ooh.
Not while I'm in charge of them. You'll have to pry it out of my cold, dead hands.
Really?
No, we will not be putting these in as Clan War requirements.
Oh, see?
You know why? Because people have a choice. Like, do you want to do the daily stroll or do you want to push the button and be like, no, thank you? Well, then it wouldn't be right to make stars or well wisps a clan requirement unless it was some group requirement, right? So that's where I can write myself the ability to say, yeah, but as a group, as a clan requirement, individual, don't see that happening. So anyway, while I said no, not while I'm in charge of them, it is definitely not planned.
There you go, people. So because I do believe there's probably about a 50-50 divide on that question. You know, mm-hmm. some people say, you know, if these are going to be clan wars and I'm out of clans, I'm not doing them anymore. other people say, you know what, it's going to be quite easy to integrate these into clan war requirements because even if you're at home and you click the start, you get one star, you know, and you for level 6, 20 stars in a month. That's not hard to do. But anyway,
I agree.
There's a divide. There's a divide there already about Clan Wars. But anyway, I like it. I think it's fun.
It's just because all things right, Rob, make the sense next question is, and this one reminds me of Clan Wars.
Exactly. This is the next question for you. And this one reminds me of PJ. Good old mate PJ from the Munzee Maniacs podcast. And that is, will the wells that are actually at random locations like lakes and private properties, etc., will they actually be archived after a period of time? So if they're not capped at all, say, you know, in 3 or 4 weeks' time, there's no caps on them, will they then automatically be archived? And you're basically cleaning up the map for those PJ OCD types.
I like that shout out because of what he said about himself previously.
Yeah, he did.
So here's the deal. No, we're not going to do a massive cleanup because the map is huge, millions worldwide.
Worldwide.
We are not going to go through and comb the map because I've been told that, you know, we waste our time on a bunch of stuff anyway. So blah, blah, blah. We're definitely not going to waste our time combing through a million or 5 million or whatever deploys. So
yeah,
for the people out there that are super like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this one. And they put it out and the blah, blah, who cares? So send us a support ticket. Pretty simple. Yeah. That would be my suggestion to you. Also, if you want to think about it, like we're not going to take the one that is in the hills of Italy that there's not a player right now there. And if I set a 1 year time limit on it and I archive it in a year, well, what happens if a year and a half down the road, someone like starts playing, or someone goes on vacation there, everyone doesn't know the big picture. And so that's where we have to think about those things. So the answer to that is we're not going to do the work, but if you're dying for something to get cleaned up and because you just sit and scan around the map all morning, cool.
Then send in the support ticket with that actual link. So it's going to be making it very easy for the support Munzee workers to just literally go, okay, yep, no caps, it's been so much, yep, you know, archive.
We will put you in our spam folder if you start sending us 20 tickets a day. Yeah. You know who you are, so don't do it.
All right, only a couple more questions, Rob, because we're going to wrap this up. Anyway, this one, I had to put on there anyway. I knew the answer to it, but I had to put it on. And that is, does the app know elevation or terrain, etc., like the mountains and then the dips and the valleys? And, you know, I can't climb a mountain, for instance, you know, so.
Right. Have you played our app? No, of course it doesn't know the elevation and the terrain. What? That's crazy talk. We have a flat map as far as Munzee is concerned. So these random stars are going to be thrown all over the place, which again takes us all the way back to choose your location wisely. Yes. If you cannot go anywhere other than your exact location, your house, you are bound there, then you will literally just have to deal with how far can you reach and what is the value of the stars to you? And that's the question.
Yeah.
If you're on a vacation, if you're on a boat, if you're on a whatever, wherever you are, remote island, you get however many you can get and then you don't pitch a fit.
You think about it, Rob, as well. And like in other location-based games, you know, geocaching, for instance, as well, you can't. You got to place. There's a radius where you can place another cache. Now, if you're up top of a mountain and you've got one right up the top of a mountain, you can't place one at the base of that mountain, even though it's going to take you hours to get to the other location. It's within the 161 meters or whatever, 527 foot, whatever theirs is. It's literally a flat map. So it's the same with Munzee people. So there you go. All right, last question, Rob. And this one here is very, very important, I do believe, to a lot of people out there. And that is, Rob, you know, I cap every single day, Rob. I like getting my streaks. I like getting my skins for my what do you call it, Glass Guardians this year, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going on a cruise, Rob. Can I use Cappy and the stars to keep up my capture streak?
Well, the shooting stars will count for daily activity tracker. Which means, yes.
There you go, people. If you weren't a fan of Cappy, be a fan just for that reason alone. Like, because people save up, they buy, Rob. I've seen people buy mailboxes that they can move with them before they go on a trip away and all that sort of stuff for that purpose. This one here, guys, you don't need to do that anymore. You know? I'm telling people not to buy stuff, Rob, now. Anyway, you can tell I'm a player, see? I know, right? But no, Cappy can be used.
I'm listening to that going, interesting. No, can be.
Yep.
And you know what? Like, we actually had a big conversation about this as a team. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the decisions that we came to. Like, this this whole daily stroll thing, it's free. And yeah. And this is a way to help out with those people who, you know, this question's been asked for a long time. How can we do that? I hate to disappoint the people, but they're probably only going to be able to get one star. So those of you who hate getting only one star, like, don't do it on a cruise, because you're probably not getting more than one. But hey, at least you got your one. So be happy on those days. You choose.
Exactly. All right, Rob, that'll do us for the day. Thank you very much for joining me today, mate, because I do believe people out there do appreciate this extra bit of special podcast. So that ends another informative episode. I don't have the notes on me. I can't say the end. We're just going to say,
either.
Ready, Rob? 1, 2, 3. Munzee on. Cappy on.
Give Cappy a chance.
Wish me like a wishing well, kissing.